Meditation 4. Dear Lord, where were you?
There was a Holocaust where over 6 million people were massacred. Innocent men, helpless women, loving children. Many who died hated you. Some ignored you. Others prayed to you. For the first time in their lives, some turned to you in distress. There were others who had made a daily practice of intensely calling on your name. However, they were all slaughtered during Hitler's regime. Dear Lord, where were you? Some people were on their knees, praying before they slept. Some were at the dinner table asking for your blessings. Some were being trained to serve you as teachers or preachers. Others were simply moving about, madly engaged in all types of sense gratification. All of them, those who worship you and those who try to avoid you, were bombed at Hiroshima. Dear Lord, where were you? There were millions of babies with swollen stomachs, their mothers and fathers weak, so weak that even if someone gave them a shovel to work for food, they would still starve because they had no strength to do anything. These children, women and men, all died of starvation in Ethiopia. Dear Lord, where were you? People thought the world was ending. Everyone knew many people who had died. Death was in every family. There was great difficulty in discarding all the corpses. In the 14th century in Europe, at that time of the Black Plague, over one-third of the people on this planet died. Dear Lord, where were you? They were living communally in peace, kind to nature. They were friends to the animals and respectful to the demigods. They are more than 10 million strong. And although they live in the richest country, they are some of the poorest and most maltreated people. Robbed of their land, massacred, and put on reservations, they are slowly dying off, dwindling in number. Their future does not look much better, as they have the highest child mortality rate in the developed world. These millions of Indians who call to you as they put on their war paint to defend themselves lost their lives, their land, and their future. Dear Lord, where were you? Thousands of innocent people died. Many will die tomorrow or the next day or the next week. Many who did not die immediately have wished or will wish they did, as they will suffer tremendously for the rest of their lives. Those poor people in India who died in the chemical disaster at Bhopal, some of them were visiting the temples every day. Many were experts at praying for protection. However, neither they nor their loved ones were protected. Dear Lord, where were you? Over 90 million were taken from their families, chained like animals, and forced on boats, where most died in transit. Those who did not die on the boats would later wish they had, as they would never again see their families or country. Their wives were at the will of the slave masters, and their children would grow up in an atmosphere of hate, angry with the world, having little awareness of their heritage, and seemingly freed from their slavery, they remain second-class citizens in a country made rich from their bondage. These slaves, kidnapped from Africa, were praying before being captured, as they were sold and as they died. Dear Lord, where were you? 640 million people fought for 18 days under your order. Except for five people, every single person was killed. Friends fought friends, students fought teachers, and relatives looked in each other's eyes as they struck death blows. This battle of Kurukshetra was even considered to be a religious war. And dear Lord, you were there. You have said, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take this birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. You've explained this in the Bhagavad Gita 4:9. You have explained how this material world is a place of repeated birth and death, and is no place for a gentleman. There are always massive miseries, and the suffering is always intense. We are given free will by which to elevate ourselves and others, or to degrade ourselves and inflict cruelty on mankind. My dear Lord, the pain and the suffering of man's inhumanities to man in this world are devastating. There is no love, happiness, or security outside of you. Those who are truly surrendered to you know nothing but you, and you know nothing but them. You are always around, accessible, and ready to bring us out of this world of such gross miseries and limitations. Please snatch me up and allow me to be a true transcendental servant who is fixed in either happiness or distress. You have told us how in this material world there is danger at every step, and unless we take shelter of you, our lives will be a failure. The question is not, where were you, but where were we? How are we using our free will? My Lord, in seeing how often we abuse our free will, I am today saying, be gone, free will. I beg you, force me fully to serve you properly before it is too late. Now I understand, Lord. You are always there and available. Only we are lacking.